Twitter's verification chaos continue. Celebrities regain blue check marks even if they don't want them. By Lucas Nolan on April 24, 2023. In a bizarre turn of events, Twitter has reinstated blue check marks for numerous celebrities without their consent, raising ethical and legal questions over the verification process. MarketWatch reports that recently, Twitter's verification process has come under intense scrutiny as numerous celebrities and other prominent users discovered their previously removed blue verification check marks had been restored without their knowledge, consent, or payment for the Twitter Blue subscription service. Users are confused by this abrupt action and are now debating the moral and legal ramifications of Twitter's verification system. Elon Musk, the CEO of Twitter, changed the verification process and removed the blue verification checkmarks from accounts that didn't pay the $8 monthly fee for the Twitter Blue subscription service. Politicians, celebrities, sports figures, and journalists all lost their checkmarks as a result of the decision, leading to widespread outrage. Even though they had not signed up for the Twitter Blue service, many of these well-known users discovered their verification badges had mysteriously been restored over the weekend. Some reports claim that the number of Twitter Blue subscribers on the platform increased by very little following the legacy checkmark purge. Other users who received a checkmark claimed that it was added to their account without them paying. When clicking on a verified user's checkmark, text appears stating, "This account is verified because they are subscribed to Twitter Blue and verified their phone number." Many of the verified users are now alleging they have not subscribed to the service and this claim is false. Critics argue that this latest move is potentially unethical and illegal, as federal law prohibits false endorsements of a product. One user pointed out that this could cause legal issues for Twitter, as linking a person's identity to a product or service without their consent can be seen as a false endorsement. Legendary memester at Thrill made this point. Initially, it appeared that Musk had restored the checkmarks out of spite. But as more celebrities and users with significant followings regained their verification badges, the rationale behind the move became even more unclear. There was widespread speculation that all accounts with more than 1 million followers had their checkmarks restored, whether they wanted them or not. This included the accounts of deceased individuals such as Kobe Bryant, Anthony Bourdain, Chadwick Boseman, and Jamal Khashoggi. Musk previously acknowledged personally funding the Twitter Blue accounts of LeBron James, William Shatner, and Stephen King. He hasn't said anything about the other checkmarks that have come back since the initial cleanup, though. Users are becoming more frustrated and confused since the restoration of the checkmarks, with some claiming they were automatically subscribed to Twitter Blue without having the option to cancel the subscription. Author Neil Gaiman is among those who received the checkmark without signing up for Twitter Blue, and now claims he has now been auto-subscribed to the service without the ability to cancel the plan. The chaos of Twitter's new verification process, which was initially hailed as a means of reducing false information, impersonations, and fake accounts, has revealed its shortcomings and inconsistencies. It is unclear how Twitter will address the issues with its verification system and the potential legal repercussions of its actions, while also ensuring transparency and credibility for its users, as the verification process continues to develop. Read more at MarketWatch here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.